Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Chaf. In the previous daf, we learned that when a tummy needle is found in the flesh of a shechted karban, the flesh is tummy. We also learned that if the needle is found in the excrement, the basar is tahar. So the daf began by analyzing both of these halachos. Hai basar diskasher b'mai. When we say that basar is tummy, how did the basar become huchshar lekabel tum in the first place? The Gemara has four suggestions, the last of which sticks. First, maybe diskasher b'dam. Maybe the blood of the animal made the basar susceptible to tumma, but that can't be correct, the Gemara says, because dam kadshim einu machshir. Blood of karbanos cannot make things susceptible to tumma. So second possibility is this kasher b'mashka beis mitbechaya. Maybe the water used to wash the meat of the karbanos made it susceptible to tumma. That can't be correct either, because the water of the butchering place in the beis hamikdash of the beis mitbechaya can't make things susceptible to tumma. Third possibility is this kasher b'chibas hakodesh. Maybe it came susceptible to tumma not by coming into contact with any liquid, but simply by virtue of its importance as kodesh meat. This can't be correct, because chibas hakodesh only enables the Kodesh itself to become Tameh, but not to transmit Tumah to other things. And we assume that the meat that became Tameh from the needle can even make other things Tameh. So finally, the Gemara says, maybe the owner of the carbon brought it through a river and it was still moist, and that moisture is what was Machsharit Lekabel Tumah. So says the Gemara, Nimtzeis Peperish Hakal Tahar, Vinehadr Perish Vinitmei Labasar. Why do we say that when the needle is found in the excrement of flesh is tahar, shouldn't the excrement be considered a mashke, which can be metame the basar? So the Gemara offers two approaches. First of all, the peris ava. Maybe the excrement is very thick, and therefore can't be considered a mashke, and cannot be metame the basar. Second, even if the excrement is a liquid, mashke dahavi mashke saru, mishum dahavi mashke saruach. It's disgusting liquid, and therefore can't be considered a mashke. The Gemara then taught two halachos about the transmission of tumah. First, the Braisa teaches that a sheretz can be metame a kli to become a rishon, which can be metame a food to become a sheni, which can be metame liquids to become a shlishi, assuming like Rabbi Akiva that even chulin can become a shlishi. We specifically avoid suggesting a case where liquid is metame a kli, because the only tana that holds that a liquid could be metame a kli on a daraisa level is Rabbi Yehuda, and he ultimately retracted that opinion. Second, the Mishnah teaches that bread which is in an oven made of cheres, where we found the sheretz makes the oven a rishon, which in turn makes the bread a sheni, even if the sheretz and the bread are in the oven at the same time. Still, it works from the sheretz to the oven to the bread. On Amud Beis, we go back to discuss how to destroy Truma Tameya that's Chametz. The Gemara presents three seeming contradictions in Tanayim. First of all, Miyam Rabbi Shur Shein Kachas, does Rabbi Shur really hold we can burn Truma that's definitely Tameh with Truma that might be Tameh? After all, Rabbi Yossi said in a Braisa that while items of differing levels of Tuma can be burned together, Heich Nisrafu Afilu Tuluya Ima Tameya. We can't burn something that's a Suffolk Tuma with something that's definitely Tameh. So the Gemara answers that later Tanayim argue about what Rabbi Shur really held. Rabbi Shimon thought that he held that they can be burned together. Rabbi Yossi thought he held that they cannot be burned together. Second, how can we say that Rabbi Shua holds it's also to burn Truma Tuluya with Truma Tameya? In the Mishnah Masechet Trumos, he holds that we can leave Truma Tuluya unprotected from Tuma, but cannot directly be metame it. Again, the Gemara answers, the Mishnah Trumos reflects Rabbi Yossi's understanding of Rabbi Shua, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Finally, how can we reconcile the Mishnah Trumos, where Rabbi Shua does not allow being metame Truma directly, with another Mishnah Trumos, which we already learned in Daf Tezvav, but says that if truma wine is dripping into chulin wine, you can catch an entame utensil in order to save the chulin from becoming ruined by the truma, apparently allowing us to be metame the truma directly. The Gemara answers that we only allow a person to directly be metame the truma when it will be a hefsid meruba, like the chulin wine that can get ruined. A hefsid muat, like the amount of firewood that would be needed to burn the chametz separately, would not be a good enough reason to be metame the truma directly. The Mishnah does not allow being metame truma oil when there would be a loss of chulin oil, because even though the mixture of chulin and truma oil cannot be eaten, you can always use the oil for lighting, so that's not really a significant loss. Now to have some ruba. Wine, on the other hand, if it's yayin chadash, would be a total loss, because we can't keep it around long enough to become usable for sprinkling, since ispe l'de takala. We are asi be l'de takala. We wouldn't want to leave it around out of fear that somebody might drink it. Parenthetically, the Gemara points out that whether we concern ourselves with potential takala is a concern according to some tanaim, such as Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, but not everybody is concerned about asi be l'de takala. Be Shammai, Be Hillel are not concerned about that. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina adds that if the ratio of chulin to the truma that it may fall into is at least 100 to 1, everybody would say that it's better to allow the truma to fall into the chulin rather than being matame b'yadayim, since the truma will be batal b'meya, and therefore it's not going to be a hafsid meruba anyhow. And then the parak concludes by explaining a braisa to mean that if truma is dripping into chulin and you can catch it with a kli that is tahar on the inside. inside, but tamei on the outside. Even Rabbi Elazar, who's very strict about being matami truma biyadayim, would hold that you could catch it with such a kli, and you don't have to worry dilma naga gabo b'truma, that maybe the outside of the kli will come into contact with the truma, be matami, as long as you're careful, try to make sure it only touches the inside of the kli.